Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When the traditional fife and drum corps led George Mason University graduates to their commencement ceremony last month, it marked the end of another year of growth for Virginia's largest public research university. Now, the Mason community is remembering a man who helped make the school what it is today. David Poole joins us from the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story in the Washington Post by Ree Shapiro about George Johnson, who was the president of George Mason University in a very formative point. It was in 1978 he took over. What was then had just started as a kind of an offshoot of the University of Virginia in Northern Virginia. It kind of had a community college ambience and feel to it. A small, sleepy place in 1978. He changed things. The story quotes him as saying, "We had Harvard aspirations and a community college attitude."
David, they also had something very similar to a community college budget. So there were many things they couldn't afford to do. But Johnson figured out they could afford to become an information technology center. That was one of his first decisions.
Right, and that proved pivotal. He also formed, the article points out, he formed ties with local business leaders who all saw George Mason as a vehicle that could help push Fairfax County forward. And of course, today, Fairfax County, Northern Virginia, has the most dynamic economy in the state, driven largely by technology firms. But those ties that he formed back in the beginning still exist today.
Johnson was self-effacing, really, about what he did. In fact, he said the university would have taken off no matter who they brought in. But others give him a little more credit than that.
George Johnson was credited with many in Northern Virginia as really being one of the foundational people who helped create the modern Northern Virginia.
George Johnson was 88 years old when he passed away in Fairfax on May 30th. David, in our next story, a school board and a county board of supervisors are at odds over how money is spent. We've seen this a few times.
Right. The story is by Jim McConnell, a reporter with the Chesterfield Observer. The county has approved $13 million to hire 227 additional teachers to reduce class size. At least one member of the board of supervisors is not happy with the way that's handled.
Specifically, the issue is this year's $1.6 million allotment. It's all going to classes for students who are learning English as a second language. And David, there are quite a few of those in Chesterfield County.
Their numbers have tripled in the county school system in recent years. They had as many as 60 kids in a class trying to teach English as a second language. And so by applying most of this money to those classes, they've been able to reduce the class size from 59 to 46, which is still large. But Dorothy Jekyll, the story quotes her.
She's chairwoman of the board, by the way.
She said that that wasn't really the intent of how the money was supposed to be spent. She says, quote, "regular learners," end quote, in the classroom need to be considered, not just these children of newcomers to the county.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.